Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 295 from Monday, March 7th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning, following strength in outside markets. Canola was roughly $2 higher, with the May contract checking in at $454.30 a ton. That is up $2.10. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Gains in Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed, crude oil, and the U.S. soy complex contributed to the advances. On the other side of the coin, the Brazilian soybean harvest is speeding along, with new reports suggesting it is 41% complete. Some global financial markets are also under fire today, and that cast a bearish tone over the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher. Soybeans were 4 to 5 cents stronger. The most active May contract was at $8.83 a bushel. The market received strength as traders shied away from bets that the market would go lower. The move was sparked by USDA data on Friday that showed a large amount of funds and money managers are short in the market, leaving speculators at risk in the event prices rallied. Forecasts calling for heavy rain in the U.S. Delta also supported the market as many producers are preparing for planting. Corn was 2 cents higher, with the May contract sitting at $3.60 a bushel. The report was boosted by advances in crude oil. Spillover gains in soybeans also helped to prop up corn. Commercials are buying right now, and many traders are short in the market. January ethanol exports were the largest in over a year for Japan. They checked in at 87 million gallons. U.S. wheat was 5 cents higher, with the May contract sitting at $4.66 a bushel. The market continues to build on last week's technical picture. Last weekend was another hot and dry affair for the southern U.S. Ongoing weather concerns are outweighing strength in the U.S. dollar. Commercial buying is brisk. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.